The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast, a podcast that, by the way, pioneered the emergency podcast. We were the first ever to do the emergency podcast. Everyone else does it now. And unfortunately, it's backfired badly on us because Tom Brady is pulling a possible Brett Favre and is retiring again for the second straight offseason. Joining me to break it down, the one, the only, literally the only person who would be capable or sufficiently capable of breaking down Tom Brady's second retirement, Tyler Sullivan, a.k.a. Sully, a.k.a. a sad Patties fan.
I've made this joke already on CBS News and HQ, but tomorrow's Groundhog Day. We've done this before, right?
Tomorrow is Groundhog Day. What the F? It's unbelievable. We've done this. We did the whole shebang. I'm not here for it.
We've already done it. I feel like let's just run back the old one.
Actually, we could do that. I will say, Tom Brady's like, could you actually run back the old one and forget about 2022? I will give Tom credit. He got on Twitter. He said, look, already burnt the good retirement. I'm going to just hit record in this semi-scenic but quasi-foggy place.
It's always the beach, right?
I know. You can't.
Staring off.
This is a Seinfeld episode. You can't just retire in your living room. I'm not gonna rip Tom Brady here. But I mean, come on, man. Is there a bonus? Is there like a contract situation? Let's dive into the thing that matters right now, because we've already done the Tom Brady is good, great, grand.
Pretty good at football.
Breakdown. Yeah, I mean, like, no one needs to, like, we had Eli Manning on this very podcast, I believe, at least on YouTube version. I didn't introduce Eli Manning, but I'd be like, Eli Manning, former Giants quarterback. Everyone knows Eli Manning. Everyone definitely knows Tom Brady. Like, it doesn't matter what group of people you're talking to, they know who Tom Brady is. The important thing about Tom Brady is that for this particular, timeline, is that he dramatically impacts the quarterback situation this offseason. I mean, we'd sort of penciled it in to the Raiders or the Niners, maybe the Dolphins would get weird. I mean, we did a meme show yesterday, and you and Breach both had you had a SpongeBob meme, and Breach had a the distracted boyfriend meme, and everybody's looking at Tom Brady, and now Tom Brady is allegedly gone. Do you think he is really gone this time, Sully?
I do. He even said as much. I'm gone for good. Again, you take him at his word, I guess, at that point. Because one thing that was interesting, and I know it got a lot of pump up here last year, was that
no mention of Belichick.
He did not say goodbye to New England. He did it in like a follow-up tweet or whatever. And in the days and weeks after that, we've kind of figured out, right, that it was a goodbye to Tampa because he was trying to edge his way out of Tampa to go someplace else.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, this time it feels a little less calculated, if that makes any sense, where it's, okay, he's basically, you know, there's really no other options other than maybe going to Las Vegas. But at the same time, you've just gone through a heck of a year, not even when we're talking professionally, we're talking personally. You're going to move to the West Coast away from your family. That was a big emphasis when he was making his decision in 2020 to where he was going to play next outside of New England. He wanted to stay on the East Coast, stay with the you know, the same time zone as his children. It would seem weird if he all of a sudden did the West Coast thing for a year or two. For what?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, look, I don't want to try and figure out Tom Brady's personal headspace. Like I mean, it's also entirely different to try and figure out somebody's headspace when they're worth, I don't know, several hundred million dollars.
Yeah.
Like he's like, well, I don't want to deal with this from a familial perspective. It's like, well, actually I can really do whatever I want. And I said this yesterday, I wasn't being like, I didn't want to sound like crass or whatever, but like he came back to football. And I mean, like, if you just look at the timeline, like, ultimately did coming back to the Buccaneers in 2022, I mean, that didn't probably what cost him his marriage, but I mean, like that, like.
Right. I mean, you have, yes, I know what you mean. When you're talking about what happened to him personally this season, and he was public about it, him and Giselle, they were getting a divorce.
They lived in Florida. They got divorced in a month. God bless Florida. But the, my point is like, did he come back and get divorced just for an 8-9 NFC South title? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. I would assume that the marriage did not crumble simply because he decided to go back. Now I'm sure maybe was that the straw that broke the camel's back? That's for everybody else's interpretation. But I would assume that wasn't the crux of the whole thing. It was probably one of the many things that led to that. But
it's probably Wes Welker's fault.
Probably. If he hangs on to the football, you know, then there you go. You've
been blaming him for years. My goodness gracious. I don't want to be flippant about it, but I mean, like, it is weird that it's so weird to me that Tom, actually, I'll take it away. It's not weird. It is a perfect example of how difficult it is to walk away from the NFL. Because you look at, like, you know, everybody's like, oh, Elway skates off into the sunset after his second title, right? Tom Brady had a chance to leave. Like, he left New England after a pick six against the Titans in the playoffs. He had a chance to walk away from the Bucs with a Super Bowl and screwed it up twice.
A year ago, I would have thought that would have been a nice ending too, leading that comeback in the divisional round against the eventual champion Rams. Kind of
almost pulling off it off. And yeah. It's like, that's your final. Ha ha. Instead, your final game is losing to Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys.
I'm repeating this from somebody. I forget who said it, but I heard it recently.
We're repeating this whole podcast. It's fine.
But football is a very different sport to retire from because you can't play football ever again. Once you walk off, you're done. If you're a basketball player, if you're MJ,
you're the Y.
You have a court in your house and you can do whatever you want and basically run some 5-on-5s. Even hockey, there's, you know, beer leagues and baseball, obviously, and things like that. Football, you can't get close. You can, you know, flag football is not the thing that these guys do.
You go to a tailgate and you get recognized as Tom Brady, the guy who retired three times.
It's just, it's a very different thing. So to your point, much different, more difficult, I'm sure, to walk away from something like that, especially, you know, if you're Tom Brady too, maybe it's that draw that you still feel like you can do it. You know, if he is sitting there with the burning desire to be like, I'm still decent. I'm not this MVP caliber quarterback, but I don't know. I just finished second in the voting. This is obviously at the end of last season. And I just took the team that eventually won the Super Bowl to the brink. Yeah. Maybe time tells me I should walk away, but maybe that pull of you know, wanting to come back and play. My question would be about Tom Brady coming back to play the 2022 season was, what did you want to accomplish? And did you accomplish it?
No. Well, the answer, if he didn't win a Super Bowl, the answer is no. And that's the thing about Tom Brady is like, if he, and I'm doing the same thing you did. Like, I can't remember who said this, but it's like, if he can't, somebody's like, well, he's going to go play in Vegas. It's like, well, can he definitely win a Super Bowl in Vegas? Because if he doesn't think he can, he shouldn't do it. Like, I don't think he came back to Tampa thinking, I can win a division 8-9 and maybe a playoff game.
Like I don't think he wanted to come back to Tampa. That's kind of what I was.
Yeah, well, he didn't. He tried to go to Miami.
Right.
So he just fulfilled his contract and didn't retire?
I think maybe he had all intentions of playing in 2022, kind of did the retirement thing, but then was like, oh, wait,
he could do whatever he wanted, which was surprising to him because he's been able to do whatever he wanted for like 20 years.
And the Vegas thing too, you know, not to jump around too much, but the Vegas thing, like you said, it's not like it was a slam dunk. Like Tampa Bay was kind of a ready-made team. They just needed that quarterback. They had a great defense, good offensive line, weapons. You insert Brady into there, you can have that conversation of contending for a Super Bowl. The only team that really
it might not be the third best team in that division, even with Tom Brady.
Right.
So do you think Sean Payton scared Tom Brady into retirement?
No, I don't.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. My God, man.
No, I don't think so. I think, but I'm saying if there was a team where he could play in 2023, it would be San Francisco. That would be the only team that, to me, would be the closest thing to the 2020 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where you throw Brady in and everything else is ready-made for you.
Yeah, the difference would be that, not between the 2020 Bucs and I think more like the 2022 Bucs and the 2023 Niners, is like, the difference between this retirement and last year's retirement, he's a free agent. Like, he can, I mean, his agent, Don Yee, just is also Sean Payton's agent, by the way, has been working his ass off to get Sean Payton a job. Just got Sean Payton a job worth a lot of money. Don Yee ain't having a latte on the couch he's out there in the streets working. What's going on, Sal? You got something going on?
No. Go ahead.
No, but make sure there's no more Brady news. Like, did he unretire?
No. I'm trying to see if another quarterback has the same agent, but that's not there.
It's Jimmy Garoppolo does, if that's what you're wondering.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
No, it's 100% true.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to look it up. I know that. But so Sean Payton has Don Yee as an agent. So Don Yee's in the streets. Don Yee knows he knows how these teams feel. He knows Kyle Shanahan, right? He negotiated the last two Jimmy Garoppolo deals with Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. So in theory, to your point, I think what your point is, he has a good feel for whether or not San Francisco would be interested in Tom Brady. If they're not, then it begs the question, was Las Vegas interested in Tom Brady? Because if Vegas and San Francisco were not interested in having Tom Brady come to their cities and play for their teams, maybe there was nowhere to go for Tom Brady.
That's certainly possible. It could have been Tampa Bay or retirement at that point, because Tampa Bay would have him back. I think we would all agree.
For sure.
And so if all of a sudden San Francisco is like, hey, listen, we still invested a lot in Trey Lance. We have this kid in Brock Purdy. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo, I guess, is still an option. You know, they've already turned him down. There have been organizations that have turned Tom
Brady down. The Raiders have turned him down.
Right.
And then he won a Super Bowl.
And obviously now it's with Josh McDaniels. You think, okay, maybe that's the connection, but you never know. If you're Josh McDaniels, if you look at it from Tom Brady, the relationship, you say, okay, that makes sense. But if you look at it from where Tom Brady is at this point in his career, if you're Josh McDaniels, do you say, I don't know if he's going to be here for a year and I'm back in this same position and the following offseason? And so
he might be there for a year and suck.
Right.
Like, I mean, Tom was not great this year. It was not fun to watch Tom this year.
No, there were throws that make you say, okay.
There were still throws where it's like, okay, Tom's got a little gas in the deep ball.
Some throws where that you say, okay, that's a 40-something-year-old quarterback too.
Yeah, a lot of them. And everybody's like, well, the offensive line. I mean, when I say everybody, I mean me. I'm like, well, the offensive line is bad. Oh God, he's dying out there. The worst possible thing for Tom Brady, worse than being terrible on the field, worse than like having his arm broken or his sternum shattered in half, I'm serious when I say this, would be to go into free agency as a quarterback and have no one want to hire him. That would be like that never happened to Favre, never happened to Peyton. Like none of these guys ever had that happen to him. That is when you're clinging onto this way too long. When you go to free agency, it's like Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels, and the Niners, all who could take you and in theory use you as an upgraded quarterback, have no interest in you. That would be the most depressing situation possible for Tom Brady.
Well, it's the exact opposite of say an Elway and a Manning, where you walk away as a Super Bowl champion and you sail off into the sunset. And in that scenario, it would be the NFL pushing Tom Brady out the door. And that is, for somebody who is as decorated, as accomplished as Tom Brady, that is the worst way you could possibly end your career.
Do we have a Jerry West version of, is there a version of Jerry West for the NFL? I mean, because like that would be Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tom Brady is the NFL. I mean, for the last, I mean, spin to your left. Do you have a spinny chair or are you sitting in a rocker chair? Look at that. Look, I mean, like I'm saying, like since the Super Bowl is behind you, since 2001, Tom Brady has been the face of the NFL. I've been to double-digit Super Bowls, and I've been to, like sat in them, and I've been to more with Tom Brady than without.
It's remarkable.
Like, that's how often this MF-er is in the Super Bowl. It's how often, it's insane.
I mean, you're talking about 10 trips, 7 titles, and we're going into Super Bowl 57. So, I mean, 56 Super Bowls, he's won 7, been in 10. He's basically been in, like, a little over a fifth of the Super Bowls.
Yeah, there are kids who are in college who didn't even see Tom Brady's first, actually, yeah, easily didn't see Tom Brady's first Super Bowl.
Absolutely. All right.
Billy doesn't know an NFL without Tom Brady. Billy, you were born when Tom Brady was a Buccaneer. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we will actually have a discussion about why Tom Brady's awesome once again for the second year in a row. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Okay. So putting aside Tom Brady's retirement and the impact on the free agency market and the quarterback, carousel around the NFL. I'm obviously the jaded one here, but like, or I don't know, maybe you are. It's like we did this last year. Like you can't put into words how freaking great Tom Brady is or how important he is to the NFL. He won 7 Super Bowls. Did you have to list everything when you did HQ?
Yeah, it was, yeah, of course you go through the
7 Super Bowls, 42 All Pros. Can you do it in like a deep Boston accent?
Yeah, well, I got asked, like, you know, is he, well, there you go. I got asked about, you know, where does he rank in Boston sports? I'm like, well, he's clearly one.
What is he ranking? Who asked you that?
That was Brandon.
Really?
Yeah.
Right behind Gordy Howe. I mean, he ranks Brandon.
I mean, clearly, I was like, clearly one
athlete of all time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you talk about what he was able to do, I mean, he's insane. But from a greatness standpoint with Brady, as it relates to New England,
he's number two behind Mark Wahlberg,
Matt Damon, Ben Affleck,
Apples,
Dunkin' Donuts, and then Tommy.
Do you think that New England should Dunkin' Donuts change their logo to Tom Brady?
I'm surprised they haven't already. You know, that was he was never. I don't think he ever really did the Dunkin' thing. That was Gronk more than anybody. Like,
Tom Brady didn't do coffee.
Oh, that's probably true, right? I'm sure he might have did it in like 01 or 02 or whatever. But like once he started to do the
he said too young.
Game over.
Yeah, no, he wasn't like. You gotta remember, you didn't like. I didn't drink coffee in college.
I did.
See, well, can you see khakis?
Khakis. I feel like I'm in the State Farm commercials. Khakis.
Jake, did you see the we're doing a disservice to Tom Brady's retirement? But hey, you know what, buddy? You retire 2 years in a row, you get disserviced.
But I'll tell you this. This is what I was saying about, you know, obviously we're talking about Boston, the fabric of the sports city. The Patriots were not the team. It was a Red Sox, Bruins, Celtics town. And the Patriots.
Are you aware of like the heater that you called as a Boston sports fan?
Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean,
it's obscene. It's like my cousin Buck. Of course, I have a cousin named Buck who went to Florida. He was there for like two.
You know what, Tebow?
He was there for two football championships and both of Donovan's one football championship and both of Billy Donovan's basketball championships. And he's like, yeah, you know, we won a couple of titles in there. I'm like, listen, pal. I have like two titles since 95. Like you at your age caught this insane wave of just
ridiculous. And I consider myself extremely lucky for two reasons with that. One,
steroids.
I had all that when I was younger, like, you know, the first break, like all those ones behind me, the 04 Red Sox and all that. And even, you know, the Bruins and the Celtics and those ones were great too. But for the Patriots standpoint, the first ones were great for my childhood. The final three were great for my career.
Sure.
I don't think I'm talking to you with any of that.
No. Yeah. You're not nearly as popular at work if the Patriots don't have Tom Brady.
100%.
That's not a you thing. It's just like a.
Well, not even to say that I'm like successful or anything. Like, it's just, you know, let's not even go that far either.
$6,000, I'll walk away from this wedding right now.
Boom. Roasted.
He roasted himself, Billy. No, it's true though. Like, I mean, and this is like a thing that happens in this line of work is like, and it's a lot easier with the Patriots and Tom Brady. But like when the Panthers had their big 51 season, like I couldn't stay away from like, hey, listen, you know the Panthers really well. I'm like, look, I'm like 2.5 hours away from the Panthers, but sure, whatever. Like, I'll happily jump on the radio. Like like Tom Brady's first three Super Bowls, and there was a long time between the next three in New England, but the first three you watched and loved as like a kid and a fan, and the next three you were working and it boosted your career. So I mean, the dude won seven Super Bowls.
But that's what I was saying about, you know, the fabric of how he's changed his organization. You know, Kraft buys the team in the mid to late 90s. And at that time, they like everybody was embarrassed by the Patriots. Yeah, they had Drew Bledsoe. But like prior to that, they were going to move to St. Louis.
They fired Pete Carroll.
They were going to be the St. Louis Stallions and just in Boston and New England would not have a team. And so all of a sudden, not only do you save the team at Robert Kraft, you hire Bill Belichick, Tom Brady ascends in 2001. And not only have you saved the franchise from being moved, but now you're a blue blood. You have turned yourself over these last 20 years into one of the hallmarks of the NFL, one of the most expensive organizations in the NFL, the most valuable in, you know, all of sports, really. And so that to me is insane. And it's flipped Boston in New England into a football town. It's no longer a baseball Bruins.
The Patriots are above the Celtics. They're above the Bruins. They're above the Red Sox.
It is a Patriots town, right. And that is because of Tom Brady.
Yeah. Now, Billy, by the way, is going to get himself fired for commenting like this on the NFL. See, one thing you're commenting on the Pick Six podcast account. Now you're on the NFL and CBS account. You're like, the whole cast of the Departed, which, By the way, Billy, let's capitalize the and D, please. If you're going to capitalize diehard Panthers fan. The whole cast of The Departed is above Tom Brady in Boston lore. Disgusting. Well, it's not accurate. Martin Scorsese is above. I don't know. I mean, Martin Scorsese, that's how big Tom Brady is.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's like Tom Brady is probably one of, heck, I don't know, five, and I might be stretching it at five, NFL players, like all time, that you could mention to a random person.
He has mass appeal.
Peyton Manning probably gets there.
He is now mainstream. It's not just you know him from, like, Joe Burrow, I think, still is NFL.
If I went to my mom and said, what do you think about Joe Burrow? She'd be like, is he a guy who... Exactly. Like, no. If I was like, Mom, Tom Brady did this, she'd be like, oh, that's cool.
Exactly. So he is now in the mainstream as a celebrity.
I wouldn't post his comments up there, Billy, if I were you. I didn't click that one for the record. That guy's a weirdo. I feel a little jaded from last year where it's like we did this whole like, well, and credit to Jason Luckin for it. He nailed it from the jump street. Tom Brady's retiring. We did the whole like Tom Brady's out. It's over. Here's his accomplishments. I'm not doing it again.
Well, I'll tell you this. Tom Brady himself had said, like, you know, when I suck, I'll go. This is it. I'm not going to be this guy that hangs around. And he did, at least for one season. He hung around.
This is actually true. Tom Brady's only regret is not going to NC State. Look, I'm actually kind of sad, though, for real. I want to see Tom Brady in the silver and black or, like, in San Francisco. I think that'd be kind of fun. This year, but it would, and I do think that, I actually think what's kind of interesting is now Tom Brady is sort of taking a Belichickian approach here where it's like, okay, I'm leaving 1 year early rather than 1 year late.
Right.
And he's almost a year late, but he's right. Not quite a year late. And that's why when people were like, well, he's going back to New England. It's like, no, he's not. Belichick will walk away.
That would never, it was never going to happen.
Correct. It was the stupidest idea ever floated. And anyone who entertained that is a fool.
If you want to talk to me about one-day contract, then sure. That's a whole different story. That's possible. But still, I don't even know if that's likely. What?
Ooh, that was a saucy little Boston. I agree with you. Why would Philip Rivers did it, so I can't get too mad about it. But I hate the one. I know. I was like complaining about one-day contracts. It was like
everybody wants it up. Like, that is a thing. Like, people are like, is he going to do the one-day contract?
I think Rivers did that with the Chargers, and it made me mad.
He might. I mean, listen.
Who cares? It doesn't matter. We don't need a one-day contract. He retires a Patriot.
Huge statue.
Patriot. He won 6 Super Bowls with him.
Right. He's going to have a huge statue somewhere in Foxborough, I'm sure.
I don't have a statue already. It should be already done. Him and Bob Kraft kissing on the lips right in front of the stadium.
I'll ask you this because I think that this is the most fascinating piece of this whole thing with Tom Brady retiring. We didn't touch on it when we first started, but what do the Buccaneers do from here? Are they a team that feels like they are a plug and play quarterback or do they rip it down to the studs?
I feel like the Buccaneers. That's a great question. I feel like the Panthers now have the best coach in the division.
Yep.
We talked about this when Frank Reich got hired. Yep. They had the best coach anyway, but if Tom Brady comes back, maybe like the Panthers are now the favorite to win the division. Actually, can we bet that?
I don't know if those are out.
I don't know.
They sometimes delay those.
Yeah, they're not out yet. But I bet the Bucs win the division when Tom Brady came back. So I guess 40 days
after the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So they're the best. The Panthers are the favorite to win the NFC South. I don't know that the Bucs, man, if you're Aaron Rodgers, would you want to go to Tampa Bay?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you do you just try to do something along those lines and try to acquire Aaron Rodgers or try to bring in Jimmy Garoppolo or Derek Carr? Does this become a landing spot for one of these veterans that could become available for Tampa Bay to just plug and play with Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, and just roll out again? Or do they look at themselves honestly and say, we're probably, this era, this window, we maybe have to kind of revamp a little bit and get some assets for trading away some of these pieces?
I feel like Tom Brady's, you know, we talk about the Jets, and there's like, well, the Jets have accelerated their timeline beyond Zach Wilson. It feels like Tom Brady has decelerated his timeline with the Bucs because you have Chris Godwin, you signed to an extension. And Jason Light does a great job as a GM. He lured Tom Brady there. He can go find somebody else. Derek Carr could be a possibility. All right, let's say, I'm trying to think of the Panthers yet. Let's say Lamar Jackson doesn't go. If Lamar Jackson goes to Atlanta, all bets are off.
Sure.
But if the Falcons and the Panthers and the Saints basically stand pat, it's like no massive quarterback upgrade, and the Bucs go get Derek Carr, who's the favorite to win the division?
I would probably put the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Because you're talking.
That's sort of the answer to your question, I think, is like.
Yeah.
Because if they got Rodgers, they're clearly the favorite.
But I think Derek Carr is probably the most likely, is the best way we could say that, because the Packers are not going to trade Aaron Rodgers to the NFC. I think we've all seen so many reports that it's going to be an AFC team. That's why the Jets are so oftenly talked about. Jimmy Garoppolo is interesting, but if you're a team that...
I'm Jimmy G. I'm like, listen, man, I already did this once.
Yeah.
I'm following Tom Brady again.
Right. And it would be somewhat poetic that he's actually the successor to Tom Brady at some point. But if you're looking at that dude, you're like, all right, there's so much injury history where I think I'd much rather try my hand at Derek Carr to be my quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo at that point.
And I mean, who knows? Maybe Kyle Trask is good. Like, I mean, we don't know. He's a second round pick in 2021. I mean,
yeah.
They could roll him out there. It's hard to say. But, man, this roster really is. I mean, Cade Otton and Rashad. No, I mean, I don't think they have a bunch. I think the roster is kind of put together.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, they dealt with injuries. Like, you know, Ryan Jensen went down, and that was obviously massive. But they still have Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. A ton of those pieces on defense. I mean, they were still a decent football team. You know, it just felt like everything was just a little bit moved to the right a little bit. It wasn't perfectly put in place.
It was like Todd Bowles was running things and not Bruce Arians.
Well, that's probably part of the equation. And that's another part of it, too. I don't believe they've hired an offensive coordinator yet. So
they have not.
So that's a whole other thing. Not only are you losing your offensive coordinator in title, and Byron Leftwich that you fired, you're also losing probably who is your actual offensive coordinator in Tom Brady. And so that is a seismic shift offensively, of course.
Todd Monken interviewed yesterday, which is weird because Todd Monken was the old Buccaneers OC under Dirk Cutter, I believe. And then Dirk Cutter got fired, so Todd Monken went to Georgia, has dominated Georgia, and now is like interviewing to like coach again in Tampa Bay. Like, what are we doing here? Something. I mean, my God, somebody give Tom Monken a head coaching job. All right, anyway, enough is enough of this Tom Brady. We didn't really do Tom Brady justice, but when he returns...
I'll add this one last thing, because this will put a bookend to it. In 2028, he's eligible for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think he's going to get in. There's a chance for that.
Do you think, Sully, that Tom Brady gets in before Phillip Rivers?
When is Phillip Rivers...
Sully, come on.
He's going to get in. No. Phillip Rivers will get into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, no, I meant like if they were both up at the same time.
Oh, well, that's neither here nor there. What I was saying was if all of a sudden Rob Gronkowski, who I would assume now officially
retires,
and Aaron Rodgers decides to walk away, you're looking at maybe the greatest Hall of Fame class. Greatest Hall of Fame class of all time. J.J. Watt, Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, and possibly Aaron Rodgers.
But Gronk didn't play this year.
Right, but he has not filed his paperwork to officially retire. He's always said, like, oh, I could still come back, blah, blah, blah.
Interesting. I would think that Tom Brady and Gronk would love to go to the Hall of Fame together.
Exactly, right?
Now, I had this take last year, Ryan Wilson got all pissy about it. I don't think that they would put Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers in together.
See, I don't think we're doing the whole like Wayne Gretzky, we're going to retire his number throughout the league type of treatment. I don't think we're doing that.
I'm saying like, I mean, do you think Tom Brady wants, I mean, do you think Aaron Rodgers wants to go to the Hall of Fame with Tom Brady?
Well, that would be a Rodgers decision then, right? To be like, oh, I'm going to not retire this year or whatever. Like,
yeah, I think maybe Tom Brady might have jumped. Tom Brady might have jumped Aaron Rodgers here to avoid. Like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, these Hall of Fame classes. They delayed Kurt Warner for Brett Favre,
which I think is stupid. Like, if they're eligible to get in, put them in. Like, it's that's ridiculous. But that's
Billy's fired. He said
that's a voter issue, I would say, right?
Donovan McNabb is a trash quarterback, Billy. You didn't know that. He's in here dragging Philip Rivers to the NFL and CBS account. I'm going to report him to HR. This is a different Hall of Fame argument, but like, I don't think they would put Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers in the same class because the Tom Brady class is such that it's like, it's Tom Brady's retirement.
Well, what I would wonder is, and again, this is a long time from now, and he's probably should already be in there, but I do wonder if Robert Kraft gets in there as well at the same time. Do they really kind of do a Patriot wave?
Oh, God.
Which I would not rule out. I wouldn't rule it out.
I wouldn't rule out either.
Be a fascinating
Brady, Gronk, and...
Yeah.
Kraft and...
Well, I mean, Bill's going away. I mean, I don't know if he's going away anytime soon, so.
I was gonna say Aaron Hernandez, but I guess not. That's probably too soon. Sorry. Billy's got me all worked up in the comments. Can I block the NFL and CBS account in the comments?
Yeah, sure.
Sure, why not? Let's see if we can block it. Put user in timeout. There you go. Billy, you've been put in timeout. that was Sim. Sorry, buddy. Wrong person. Anyway, somebody got put in timeout. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Tom Brady retired again. I'm sure he'll be back in a couple of minutes. Couple of 40 days for Sully, get your coffee. I'm Brinson. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.